This is a B'kiyas recording from Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. On Daf Yud Zayin, we had discussed the concept of making up karbanos that you were not able to bring on Shavuos. Shavuos is only one day. And just like on the other of the Shalosh Regalim, where in those cases you had the entire 7 days to make it up, you have 7 days after Shavuos to make it up. And we had two sources for that halacha. One was based on a hekesh between all Shalosh Regalim, and just like on Pesach, you have 7 days to do it. So too on Shavuos, you have 7 days to make it up. And the other was a limud from two psukim that were back to back. The first one was ukrasem, and the second one was uvakutzrachem. Ukrasem means you call it the yontif of Shavuos on that day. And then the next one is when you cut down the wheat, meaning that's the chag that shaykh to the katsir. And therefore, when we say that, well, it can't be talking about bringing the karbanos during the yontif, because you can't do katsira on the yontif. It must be talking about after the yontif. Okay, so those were the limudim that we had up until that point. Now, Reish Lakish on the second line on Yechesem and Aleph is going to try a different limud, which he thinks is a little bit easier. So in the middle of the line, but Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says you can just learn out from the one pasuk, V'chag haKatsir, and Rashi fills in a little bit more. So he says, V'chag haKatsir, Bikurei Ma'asecha, right? He gives you a little bit more of the pasuk there. So he says it's talking about the holiday of the harvest. Ezu chag shatachogeg v'kotzer bo. Which holiday do you celebrate and you harvest in it? Havayom rezatzeres. That's how much Shavuos. Amos, when is this happening on Shavuos? Ilei mabi yantiv. It's on yantiv proper. Katsira biyantiv mishari. Obviously, you can't do katsira on yantiv itself. It's one of the 39 malachas. Elalav l'tashlumin. It must be telling you can do tashlumin, and that's why Shavuos is called the Chag HaKatzir, to tell you that there is tashlumin for the karbanos after Shavuos is over. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's not a necessary drasha, that doesn't teach us anything. We really do need the smichas apsukim that we mentioned on Daf Yud Zayin. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, elameata, but based on your limud, Chag HaAsif. So Sukkis is called the Chag HaAsif. It's the gathering holiday. Ve'ezu Chag Sheish Bo Asifa. And which holiday is the time of year where we gather things in from the field? Haveyom is a Chag HaSukkis. That's Sukkis. Amos, when do we do it? Ilema b'yantif, malacha b'yantif, mishari. Well, you can't do Asifa on yantif. Can't be bringing things in that's carrying from outside of the field, and there's all other malachas that are to be violated along the way. Ela b'cholo shalmoid. It must be talking about doing it on cholamoid. Cholo shalmoid mishari. Well, you're allowed to do malacha on cholamoid all of a sudden? Ella Chag Habab is Mana Sifa. So all it's telling you by calling it the Chag HaAsif is that it is the holiday that happens around the time of Asifa. Hakanami Chag Habab is Man Kitzira. The fact that Shavuos is called the Chag HaKatzir unto itself doesn't teach you that you're allowed to do Kitzira after Shavuos is up, i.e. do the tashlumin on the korbanos. So he said, you have to have that smichas apsukim that we had previously on Yud Zayin Amid Beis to teach it to you. Fine. So now we're going to move on to the major subject of the rest of the Amid, which is Mechlal, based on the comments of both Rabbi Yochanan and the fact that Reish Lakish doesn't answer him back, we can infer that Tarvaya Sfira Luhu Decholo Shomoid Aser Basias Malacha. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold, you're not allowed to do malacha on cholamoid. Minahani Mili. So what is the source? Where do we learn Yinala du alacha malacha on cholamoid? Tana Rabbanu, we have the following. Braisa es chaga matzos tishmor shibas yamim. Pasuk teaches us it should guard the chag hamatzos for 7 days. Limeid al cholo shalmoid sha'asar basiyas malacha. Did Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says that this is teaching us that you're not allowed to do malacha for all 7 days. You have to guard yourself from malacha for the entirety of the chag. Rabbi Yonis and Omer, Eino tzarech. You don't even need a pasuk, kal v'chomer, because you could actually learn it out from a kal v'chomer. Umar rishon v'shvish in kedusha lifnein alachrein aser basiyas malacha. The first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach, in which you're not allowed to do malacha, and they are actually not smack in sandwiched in between days of kedusha, and yet the Torah asers malacha. So cholo shomoid sheyesh kedusha lifnein alachrein eino din sheyaser basiyas malacha. Cholamoid is in the sandwich of Kedusha. So certainly on Cholamoid, you shouldn't be allowed to do Malacha. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Sheish is Mebreshish Yochichu. The rest of the days of the week will prove that that's not a good Svara. Sheish Kedusha Lefnei Lachram. There's a Shabbos before and a Shabbos after. Umutar Masiyas Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha all week. So the concept of being sandwiched in between holy days is not necessarily a good Svara. So the Gemara is not so quick to give up on this. says, Ma l'sheish yishmei b'reish yishayim b'hem karbon musaf. Tom b'cholosham oed sheyesh b'karbon musaf. Say, no, but b'cholam oed has a musaf, and therefore it you can't compare it to the 6 days of the week. So back to the original Kiddusha sandwich being a svara that compels you that you can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh yochiach sheyesh bo karbon musaf u'motar asiyas malacha. Rosh Chodesh will prove that's not so because it does have a karbon musaf and there is no iser malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Ma'al Rosh Chodesh ain't kari mikra kodesh, tov Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, shekari mikra kodesh. Yeah, but the Torah doesn't use the term mikra kodesh when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, and it does use such a term when it comes to Chol HaMoed. So then the Gemara concludes, okay, Chol v'kari mikra kodesh, din rishasar basiyas malacha. Yeah, that's gufa. Why it's asar and malacha? Not because of your kal v'chomer, because it's called in the Torah mikra kodesh. So we do need the lashon of the pasuk to teach you that it is asar b'malacha on Chol HaMoed. Tanya Yidach, we have another brisa which says a similar idea. Kol melecha savoda lo sasu limed acholo shel moed she'asur basiyas malacha. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns from this pasuk that you can't even do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it says b'yom rishon mikra kodesh yelachem kol melecha savoda lo sasu. On the first day, it's called mikra kodesh, and you can't do malacha the whole time. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says ain't no tzarech. You don't have to come on to that. Harehu Omer Eila Moadei Hashem. It says in the Torah, these are the Moadim of Hashem, and then continuing on, Ashetikru Osam, Mikra'i Kodesh. They are called Mikra'i Kodesh, Bameh Kasum Medaber. What would this pasuk be talking about that it's Mikra'i Kodesh? Imberishon, if it's on the first day of Yantiv, Hare Kvar Nema, Shabbason. The first day of Yantiv, it already says the Lashon Shabbason, which means you have to not do Malacha. Imbishvi, Hare Kvar Nema, Shabbason. And on the seventh day, it also says Shabbason, which means you can't do Malacha. So we have two other Tanaim, each one with his own libud from the pasuk, both Rabbi Yosef Luli and Rabbi Akiva, who say, you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Tanya Idach, we have another braisa, which seems to say this, Sheshes Yamim Tochal Matzos, Uvayom HaShavi Atzeres LaHashem. You eat matzah for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, you have a holiday for Hashem. Mashvi Atzur, Av Sheshes Yamim Atzurin. So there is, just like on the seventh day, you have to stop, refrain from something. So too on the 6 days, you have to refrain from something. You might have thought that just like on the seventh day, you have to refrain from all malacha. So too, during the rest of the 6 days, you would have to refrain from all malacha. Talmud lomar v'yom hashvi atzeres. No, therefore it calls dafki yom hashvi is atzeres. Hashvi atzor b'chol malacha v'in shisha yom atzor b'chol malacha. The seventh day, you can't do any malacha. But on the previous days, you can do some malachas, but you have to refrain from some. So how do we come to any kind of conclusion as to what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do? Ha lo masr nakasav elo l'chachamim lo melacha eze yom asr ve'eze yom mutter. The Torah was only given over to the chachamim first and foremost to figure out which day is which, meaning talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, that there the Bezdin is the one who decides which day is going to be Yantif and which day is not going to be Yantif. And also, Ezu Malacha Surav, Ezu Malacha Muteris, to tell us which types of malachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed and which types of malachas you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So this sugya, at least, is other sugyas have discussed it. This sugya is very, very clear that it seems to be an only one-sided discussion that everyone holds that there is an Isser de Oraisa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's just a question of which malachos are permitted and which malachos are not. Rashi discusses the concept of Davar HaAved over here. It's going to be mutter. It's a fairly long Rashi. It's worth checking out. But there's other Gemaras that discuss this more in depth in terms of what is mutter and what is Asr on Chol HaMoed. Going back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, Umutarin behesped v'tainis, shelo l'kayim es divrei omrim atzeres achrasham. So we talked about the fact that if it was impossible to bring the korbanos on Shavuos or Erev Shavuos, so then we'd have to wait till Sunday to bring the korbanos. And I'm sorry, if Shavuos would come out on Erev Shavuos and it was impossible to bring the korbanos on Shavuos proper, you couldn't bring it the next day for Tishlamin, you'd have to do it on Sunday. But because that Sunday was a yantif, the bedafka didn't make a yantif out of it because they didn't want people to think that the tzedukim were right, that Shavuos always has to come out on a Sunday. This was based on a machlokes as to how to learn the psukim by the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer. So they would allow hespedim and tanios on that day, even though they were bringing all the makeup karbanos for Shavuos itself. So the Masoras Tzitzis changes the gear. So v'hot tanya, but don't we have a conflicting brisa which says ma'isa umeis alexa b'lud? Right, so there was a story where this individual died in Lud, v'nechnesu kol Yisrael v'softo, and everyone came to hear the hesped. V'lo inichem Rabbi Tarfon neisha yomto shel atzeres hoya, and Rabbi Tarfon didn't let them go to the funeral because it was Yantif, it was Shavuos. So frekti gemara, what Yantif solkedai? What you think? It was actually Yantif, ibi yom tov. Mika asu, would anyone come to the funeral if it was Yantif? Ela ema mipnesha yom tavua chaya. Now the story is, and this is to be understood from the Braisa itself, that it was the day that they were making up all of the karbanos. So you see that the day they were making up all the karbanos, Reb Tarfon didn't let them give a hesped. So lo kasha. That's not a kasha at all, no problem. Kan be Yantif shechal lios achar Shabbos, come to Yantif shechal lios bishabbos. So when Yantif came out at some other time during the week, achar Shabbos. So then, of course, the next day, when you're bringing all the karbanos that needed to be made up, so then, of course, you're not allowed to have a hesped and tainus on that day because it's the yom that you're bringing all these great karbanos, yom tavuach. But if Yantif came out on Shabbos proper, then that Sunday they had to be motzi miliban shel tzedukim and not allow hesped and to dafka allow hesped and tainus on that day.